work like Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, something like that. So, you know, he'll get three games in, be able to play extended minutes, and, you know, for him, I think it's a really good thing.
At this juncture in the season, is it hopefully to get his confidence going for the stretch run, or what was the...
Well, you know, we looked at it, and we had thought about sending him down the whole year, but then wanted to keep him up for the practice situations and things like that. But I just, you know, with those three games right there and him being able to play extended minutes, maybe it'll help him, give him a little bit of playing time where he can play, you know, 30, 35 minutes a game. And just, we just thought it was good for him. You know, we, as I said, you know, he's got a real bright future here. We want to try to do everything we can to help him become a better player. And we just thought at this time, for him to go down and play might really help him and might really help our team, you know, down the road somewhere.
How do we evaluate Grant, whether he's available tomorrow or not? Or do we just say he's not playing?
Well, if he starts cheering for Carolina, we'll definitely hold him out, okay? But, no, I think he's okay. I really do. I think he's, you know, it was one of those deals where he hit, and obviously he hit pretty hard. So there was some concern, but... he's fine today. I asked him how he felt. He said he felt fine today, so I think he'll be okay.
No issue playing tomorrow?
I don't think there'll be any issue at all with him playing tomorrow. I'll be shocked if there is. You know, and I think LB, he told me today he felt good, and he's going to try to give it a try tomorrow. So hopefully we'll have him too, you know. 15 out of 20 games we won, and we still can't make up any ground.
You moved up one.
Yeah, but, you know, we also moved down two. You know, so, yeah, I mean, it's just, I don't think I've ever seen it like this in, I don't think I've ever seen it like this in the 21 years I've been in the NBA, where every time you lose or win a game, you either move up or down or, you know.
Usually it takes a run, right?
Yeah,
like
I mean, well, I just, you know, all you need to know is, I mean, you would think like a team like Dallas, they won 13 straight games. You would think that that would put you in a position where, boy, I'm in great shape. Yeah, they're five games ahead of the sixth place team, four games ahead of the sixth place team or something. So, you know, I just, it's just been that way because at some stage this season, every team has made one of those runs where they won 10 out of 12 or, you know, you look at San Antonio did it. And as I said, Denver and obviously the Lakers and Dallas has done it. And Oklahoma City, I think, has now won 14 out of 17, if I'm not mistaken. So I just think you just, you know, but I did tell the guys that we still hold our destiny in our hand. You know, we don't have to ask for help from anyone. We just got to win games on our schedule, and that takes care of itself, you know. Oh, you know, it's the toughest thing is the first time you sprain an ankle. And that was the first time that he sprained that ankle. And so the recovery time is going to be a little bit more. Actually, they say you're better off to sprain it a second time than you are the first time because, you know, you're kind of used to it and you know the pain and you can recover from it. So I'd say he's probably about 80%, you know. But he's a real tough kid, so he can play at 80% and be pretty effective. I thought he did a great job the other night, you know.
Was Amari able to do anything today? Or just...
We just held him out, you know, little bumps and bruises and a little soreness. So, you know, we didn't really do a lot. We did a lot of shooting and things like that. So we will see. But he's fine. You know, there's not a problem there.
You mentioned the other day about Kobe getting to the line and trying to make sure he does not get to the foul line, and then you know you're in trouble. With Amari recently, especially last night getting to the foul line, what's changed with him? Is he?
Well, I think he's been a little more aggressive, and I think one of the things that he's done is that he's finished at the basket really strong, which has forced some fouls to be called. Still shooting his jump shot when they back off. But I just think he's been more aggressive. We've also gone to him a lot more, I would say that. You know, we've gone to him a lot more because we think that he's had some pretty good mismatches, either speed-wise or size-wise, and that's why we've gone to him some. And he's responded and came through for us big time, really.
There's still time, like last night, it looked like he wanted to take the jumper where sometimes he just goes right into
something. I don't know why. He just made his last three jump shots, and I have no idea why. Sometime he wanted to drive in there. You know, there's a mountain standing there in front of him last night.
Wasn't it gray?
Gray, yeah. And so he had just made his last three. So I said, he said, well, you know, I just made my last three. And I go, yeah, okay. So, but he's gotten so much better with the decisions and stuff. Just sometimes he feels like he's shot the last three, he needs to drive it. And a lot of times I got to tell him that, you know, you really do have to take what the defense gives you sometimes.
How much does that change what you guys do when Grant and Amari are getting to the line as much as they have in the past month?
Well, what it does is that, I mean, you know, usually when you get into the line like that, and we're a pretty high percentage field goal shooting team anyway, so usually if we're getting to the line like that, we always shoot a high percentage because, you know, the other shots that we take are usually pretty good shots. And if we're getting fouled on one where Amari's shooting, you know, 12 free throws and Grant's shooting 6 or 7 and Jay Rich is shooting, you know, 6 or 7, then we're going to shoot a pretty high percentage.
It's not like you and Jared and Jared going to the line all the time would be different.
Not quite, no. No.
Can you tell from practice that if LB shot is bad? Like, does it look like last year? Or does it look like it still might be inconsistent?
Yeah, I think it's going to be inconsistent right now. I really do. You know, I mean, I don't know once he gets into the heat of battle. In the game, you know, we have to find out. I mean, but, you know, right now I don't know if it can be inconsistent because I don't know if he's really tested it out under, you know, in the game situations and you know, where everything is very competitive. So we'll have to see. I think he's getting a little more comfortable with it, though.
How do you work him in with minutes, knowing that some guys need, you know, extended minutes to get back in it and get warm yet?
That's going to be a tough situation. You know, it'll be tough, but we got to find a way to figure out, you know, how much he can help our team. So, you know, we got to find a way for him to play and do that, you know.
Are you worried about Orlando coming back to haunt you?
Orlando Pace? I thought he retired. Oh, you said Orlando. I thought you said Orlando.
Trade to give him an opportunity to play, and he hasn't since March.
No, he played 3 minutes.
Played 6, I think, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, we just – but I do keep telling our guys, you know, we're in a dangerous situation, you know, in that every game we play, you know, it means a lot to us. And, you know, some of the teams like – you know, New Orleans come in and play really loose. Minnesota's going to always play really loose, you know. And then, I mean, obviously Utah is playing for a lot also. So it's a big week for us. We got to keep trying to work at it.
Is Tuesday's game sometimes more difficult?
Not really. I mean, I think as far as the NBA, you know, games are games, you know, and doesn't really matter. I don't think half the time guys know what day it is. You know, I mean, I don't think playing on Monday or Wednesday or Friday.
No, I mean, as far as the opponent, I mean, the Laker game with the obviously built in, but now you've got, you mentioned New Orleans, they only dressed 8, T-Wolves coming in, and but you get Utah on Friday when you know that it's a big one already.
No, I don't think we even look that way, you know. I mean, I don't think we look past Minnesota. One thing about NBA guys, ask those guys who we play on Friday. See how many people can tell you who we play on Friday. I'm not sure if a lot of people can tell you who we play on Friday. I mean, I think in the NBA, you so much live in the moment, you know, that it's not like you can wait.
You're going to sign them to a 10-day?
With those legs, look at those legs.
Is Asgard at 4 for them now? Do they have Holland?
They have been starting Holland, you know.
So,
might be. That'd be a battle. That'd be a good brother-in-law battle right there. Yeah. So, no, I'm not. You know, they have been starting Holland and Al and those guys right there. You know. Johnny Flynn has had a good year for him. You know, it's unfortunate for him that, you know, when you play on a team that's not winning a lot of games, you don't get looked at quite a bit. But he's had a great year. He's had a really good year as a rookie point guard.
Ha, 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 ha.